Maddox, how are you feeling?
Would you like to help me with the offertory? That would be awesome. You just come sit right back here.
Thank you.
Sam, you can help him if you want. No pressure.
No pressure, those famous words. Okay. So, St. Isaac Jogues and St. Jean de Brebeuf. Actually, other public service announcement. Would you all people help me with the Eucharist? Eucharist ministers? Oh, you got it? Okay, thank you. Because Deacon's not here today. Saint Among the Savages, Saint Isaac Jogues, Saint Among the Savages. It's a great book. Don't read it during lunch. We did do that, and they had to skip a few pages. But it's his diary as he ministered to the Iroquois, the Indians, rather the Hurons. He was ministering to the Hurons. He was martyred by the Iroquois. They killed people differently in those days. But anyway, just a great story, a great testament of his love for our Lord, his devotion to our Lord, his devotion to spreading the kingdom, no matter what. Saint Among the Savages. Actually, I was reading this morning part of his diary as he knew he was, you know, he knew they were looking for him. He knew he would be arrested. He prayed not to run away from the opportunity of martyrdom. He said, Lord, give me the grace to drink that cup of your suffering. Kind of wish our prayers could be like that a little bit. So teachers, saints among the savages, the little savages. The little ones who go after you, who find your weakness, who just kind of go there, drive you crazy. We ask the Holy Spirit just to help you in your ministry, to continue to bear that witness, the gospel about keeping watch, watching for every single opportunity, every moment of grace. I was thinking the idea of waiting, wait for me, wait for the Lord, wait. Like, not in the sense of like wait because he makes you wait forever, but in the sense of a wife, maybe, in World War II, her husband goes off to war, and she says, I will wait for you. Meaning, I will stay faithful to you. I will look for your every letter in the mail. I will be ever watchful for you. We simply ask for that docility and devotion to our Lord, that in all things, we never let anything consume our minds and hearts so much that we forget that one who's giving his life for us. Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.